He and I had a good conversation, and he provided some very good questions that will help us set questions to the group. And I remember one of the things he said, why do we call these things a retreat? We're moving forward. So I have yet to come up with a better name, but you know, maybe we're going to have a progression in July rather than a retreat. So you'll also all be receiving some pre-read materials for that, especially since our panelists are have produced some excellent written materials that'll be worthwhile reading in advance. We also briefly discussed the Association of Governing Boards National Conference. Karen Hacera and I attended that together in April, and I know that there are some other trustees who have attended these in the past. We sent you a memo on some of our observations, but we found it a very worthwhile experience. It was great for the two of us to have some time to spend after we would hear the speakers, really thinking about how what they were saying applied to the University of Illinois. It's a good networking opportunity, and we're simply recommending that to the extent possible. We have two trustees each year at these conferences and bring back the best practices that you hear at these events. We then met an executive session to discuss minutes of meetings that were lawfully closed under the Open Meetings Act. And when we returned to the open session, we approved the agenda item that's in today's materials recommending the disclosure of certain minutes of executive sessions held during meetings of the committee pursuant to the Open Meetings Act. And at that point, we adjourned, and our next meeting is scheduled for June 28th.
Thank you. Are there any questions or additional information that anybody would like? Thank you very much. There's just that one item. Excellent. Thank you. Maybe we'll turn now to the Committee on the University Healthcare System and ask the Chair, Tim Kortz, to give us a summary of what.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This could be the first time my report's longer than Trustee McMillan's. The University Healthcare System Committee met yesterday at 12:30. I'd like to thank my colleagues, Trustees Oliver and Estrada, for participating, and also thank all those who attended and contributed to the meeting. Prior to the meeting, Rick Lawrence and I were treated to a tour of the medical school area, basically the instructional area for students, which is we approved last board meeting in March for renovation. I think we collectively believe it will be money well spent, and I think we all agreed it is a well thought out plan moving forward. Hospital financials were in the positive $6.8 million for fiscal year 12, largely reflecting an increase in in-house census, increase in OR activity, and an increase in RVUs, which is a measure of actual physician work, which is up 12% compared to the same time last year. Construction electrical upgrades will finish on schedule this summer. Item 38 of the agenda today is approval for the next phase of that upgrade. A significant amount of time was spent discussing recent changes in Medicaid legislation. And we received an excellent briefing by Dr. Nicole Kazee. Last Thursday, the General Assembly approved a $1.6 billion reduction in allocations to the Medicaid program. We estimate about a $5 million reduction of direct payments to the hospital, and also at least $2 million to the College of Pharmacy and $1 million reduction to the College of Dentistry. The reimbursement for our clinical care for Medicaid patients remains the same at present, and this is critical to our well-being because, as you know, they make up the largest sector of our payer mix. However, there's no guarantee that level will remain, as the legislation included wording to give the Medicaid bureaucracy empowerment to change reimbursement schemes independent of legislative activity. I'd like to compliment Dr. Garcia and his staff for their proactive cultivation of our relationships with the governor's Medicaid officials, and I think their lead turning this issue undoubtedly was a factor in our to date favorable outcome, and it will remain essential in going forward.